cockroaches everywhere. Hit the kitchen light, now the marble floors everywhere. Call the carpenter, the roof on the coop's gone. Give a fuck what he sold on the troop home. Kitchen fumed up, niggas jamming Tupac. Get my Benny Hondas on, working two pots. Baby needs shoes, partner needs bail money. Bloodhound for the bread, I just smell money. Niggas just right, I recollect. Hands on, Caesar really counted them checks. I'm Donald Trump in a white tee and white ones. The conversation is money, nigga, you won't say.
Going, everybody. It is the 11th of February, 2010. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening with Rude Boy Black Krishna here. Your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, a.k.a. the guy crazy enough to wake up at around 4:30, quarter to 5 in the morning, 3 days a week, to bring you your Rude Awakening.
There's a message in my words, you gotta decode it. I see it all, every gram, every bird. I spit the truth, every noun, every verb.
And it does take me a bit to get up in the morning, this I will admit to you.
A hard head make a soft egg, and hard white to get you straight cash.
And I gotta tell you, you gotta believe you can make a difference when you do things like this. And I just wrote a piece recently, a piece really. I mean, I do try and kind of write things with a certain purity. Well, I try and write things with a point, you know, and I try and produce things with a point. And I think all of us who do this in one way or another, you know, do believe that it will have a real impact. I mean, you spend a year making a film, you know, what do you expect? And yeah, you know, there's a reason that that a lot of people who are in the anti-New World Order truth movements and so on look so good and sound so good for men of their ages. Guys like G. Edward Griffin, who's been studying this for 40 years, or Webster Griffin Tarpley, for that matter, who's also been studying this for like 40 years. Both guys in their 70s look sharp as a tack and sound sharp as a tack and still fighting a good fight. Very, very impressive stuff from them. So keep in mind that that feeling that you have a purpose and feeling that your work has a purpose is something that can motivate you in the future. But right now, I would like to break down a little bit of who's behind this whole thing. Because here on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on CKLN Rude Awakening on CKLN 88.1, 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, Rogers Cable Box 947. I do posit the theory that there is a unified system controlling the planet. A unified system, as in, there's a reason why problems persist. There's a reason why, you know, poverty continues to increase and there are major forces speaking out against it, because all the major forces are controlled by the New World Order. The New World Order is essentially the Anglo-American establishment, basically inbred families going back a few hundred years in various forms, have been running the world and have been giving the public more or less a fantasy version of how the world works. The kings used to be gods back in the day, and you would touch the king's robe as they walked through the streets if you were lucky enough to feel blessed. These days, hey, a politician shows up at your little, you know, community barbecue, and everybody goes, yay, he showed up. Nobody ever asked what the guy did. Nobody ever asked, you know, what the guy advocated for. He'll make some general, I'm for the people stuff or whatever, and so on. But, you know, the track records of these people aren't really put up for scrutiny, and nobody wants to offend them because they might not come back. And people are hoping that that little bit of shared power from the top will, in fact, benefit them somehow. But we got to keep in mind, these people, these politicians, are not saying anything about... They didn't say anything about propaganda, and they are, or propaganda fluoride, and they are not saying anything about fluoride in the water supply of Toronto and other parts of Canada, despite the fact that Thunder Bay, the City Council of Thunder Bay, rejected it a few months ago, according to a Thunder Bay paper article. So, okay, so we have all these persistent health risks, we have persistent poverty, and yet we have our politicians pushing tons of agendas, pushing H1N1 vaccines, pushing the new green dreams of saving the planet by taxing us all and micromanaging our behavior. Going to break that down for you a bit more later. But right now, a little clip from Alan Watt from his show on January 20. Let's see here when this was. January 28th, I believe. Fabians, nothing they won't try, your brain they'll modify. Basically, the Fabian socialists are this is on Wikipedia, and they have their own website as well. But they are a socialist think tank. And they're one of the main socialist think tanks around the world. And what they want to do is they want to move us incrementally along a path towards a conclusion. They're not the big scary neocon types who blow stuff up and say, everybody do this. The Fabians will change your brain over the course of several years using various propaganda techniques and other methods. And this is Mr. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com breaking down who the Fabians are and why we have to do something about them. Where I'm from, we don't like, we
do something, nigga. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to make sense of all the corruption and the planned corruption and the deceit and the lies that were fed every day on a massive scale. These aren't, you know, this is true organized crime when you understand it. There's nothing more organized on the planet than all of these thousands of groups funded by the foundations, which are simply tax relief break outlets for the big international bankers and the richest people on the planet. They run the world. The politicians don't. The politicians take money from them, certainly. In fact, I could just call it bribes. If a corporation obviously gives you money to run for office, you got to pay them back somehow. That's a bribe. That's obvious to me. And of course, all the nonsense they say, well, you know, it's with no strings attached, is utter. That's for a different dimensional reality somewhere, but not this one. But you understand, this thing about right wing and left wing is just a game that we go through. It's a dialectic process. True far right wing organization would end up in utter anarchy because there would be no governments at all. The extreme of right wing would be no government. The idea of having right wing at all was supposed to be as least government interference in anything as possible. That's how it used to be. That was the idea of it. Whereas the Fabists and the communists, which are all the same thing really, all funded by the same bankers again, wants a world run by rules and regulations from top to bottom, just stacks and stacks of rules, laws and regulations. If you've ever read the writings of Sidney Webb, who was the writer for the Fabians, he did all the minutes and so on, he worked out all the different rules that should go through, the formulas that bureaucrats now use. You should read his books. It's better than any sleeping medication. I guarantee you will fall asleep. You might have nightmares, but you will fall asleep. That's what left wing's all about, a controlled society by the control freaks, and there's lots of them that join it. And nothing to do with helping the poor. You don't help the poor by putting everybody in a straitjacket. This is an article from the Telegraph that says, and it's the same too with the so-called liberals in the US. It's the same darn thing, you know. Labour invents 33 new crimes every month. The Labour government in Britain right now, which are Fabian. Blair was Fabian member. He is a Fabian member, and so is Brown. They can go up on their Fabian website, and you'll see it for yourself. Labour invents 33 new crimes every month. Labour has introduced 14,300 new offences since taking office in 1997, with Gordon Brown's administration inventing crimes at the rate of more than one a day. 23rd of January 2010. It says, thanks to Labour, it's now illegal to swim in the wreck of the Titanic. Isn't that fantastic law? Did you know that was on the books? Or to sell game birds killed on a Sunday or Christmas Day. Eventualities overlooked by previous governments because no one had thought of them. Labour has made 4,289 activities illegal since the 1997 election, at a rate of about one a day, twice the speed with which the previous Conservative government created crimes. And they say that crime doesn't pay, eh? It certainly does for the guys that make them up and draft them up. Gordon Brown was the worst offender, with his government inventing 33 new crimes a month. Tony Blair's administration made 27 new offences each month. Some of the more inventive crimes dreamt up by Labour include disturbing a pack of eggs when directed not to by an authorised officer. That's illegal, you understand. And reporting the door of a merchant ship to be closed and locked when it isn't. Labour also introduced laws against activities which would already have been covered by previous legislation, such as causing a nuclear explosion. Just in case anybody had ever thought of it, it's actually illegal, so that now you know. Liberal Democrat Home Office spokesman Chris Huhne, who brought the figures to light, will criticise the government's administrative binge in a speech tonight. I hope you realise that each one of these laws costs thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds for the procedures they go through and all the committees involved. It says, so this Chris Huhne is going to say, is going to give a speech. He says, Labour has spent 12 years suffering from the most acute and prolonged bout of legislative diarrhoea, calling the rate of 69 new Home Affairs bills in the 12 years staggering. I'd call it staggering, all right. That's something, eh? This is how they pass their time up there. It's all jobs for the boys, mind you. And they have commissions for this kind of thing. Commissions, commissions, and commissions. They go on for years. Generally, they pick a guy, or a judge, who can't sit still on the bench anymore because he's keeling over because of the booze, and give him a commission to look after. And they'll do this commission for a few years and get paid a few million pounds for doing so per year. And then they write some silly little law into the books. This is how the British Commonwealth works as well. But Britain's in an absolute, utter mess, you know. Here's the outcome of the Fabian forced, I call it forced multiculturalism. Because remember, the whole idea of the British Empire, because of the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, was eventually to bring all of those peoples together. They could travel freely to each member state and live there. Well, naturally, all the ones from the poorer countries want to come to where they think is a richer country, and they just flood in. This is why they're flooding in. This is why they're allowed to flood in. It's a policy of the government to flood them in under this plan that was set up over 100 years ago, beginning with the Milner Group that merged with the Cecil Rhodes Foundation and became the Royal Institute for International Affairs. A forced integration, not just of one country, but of the world, not just one Commonwealth group of nations, but the whole world. They said that the British Commonwealth was to be the nucleus for the United Nations to follow, for a united world.
And we're back, CKLM listeners. That was, again, Mr. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com.
I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart, love in my mind. I seen nights full of pain, days are the same. You keep the stage dry, save me the rain. I
save me the rain of the British Empire to take down. Because as you heard Mr. Watt say, 33 new laws a month created by the Labour government. The nanny state. That's right. We're being attacked from the left and from the right. And it is a fake fight, so keep that in mind. But that's the philosophy. That's the architecture of the New World Order. Hundreds of foundations working together. Hundreds of institutions media and so on. Just we heard a clip of Mark Dice on the Alex Jones Show the other day reference Operation Mockingbird, an operation since the 50s declassified in the 70s in the Church Committee hearings, which basically first real look inside the CIA based on what they'd done during the Vietnam War, both domestically in the States and abroad. And, you know, the bottom line is that there is a shadow government working behind the scenes, and so the reality we are given is given to us by them to advance their agenda. Now, we can repeat the stuff that we're given to say until we're retarded. I can't use that word. Damn it, politically correct. Until we're not smart anymore. Because you have to be careful. If you know somebody lies and then you repeat what they say, then it's entirely possible that you're a liar too. And that's the danger. That's the danger of doing this. If you're behind all the environmentalism and the greening going on, especially here in Toronto where it's very, very aggressive, all of our city vehicles are being plastered with green. The city TV news, not the city per se, but city TV news, this black truck is green. It's the cool thing to say. And if you're young and if you're hip and that's where the money's going, that's where the parties are going, you're going to get into all that stuff without realizing how dangerous it is to allow this form of neo-communism and neo-feudalism and total control to be enacted. Because as the Audi eco-fascism ad showed during the Super Bowl, I'm going to play a clip on this later. As the eco fascism ad showed, they are now promoting the idea of green cops in our culture, and something we've got to pay attention to, pay very, very close and careful attention to, as we move forward in this culture. But right now, I'd like to get into an issue that I think we can all relate to, and that is the naked body scanners. This kind of came fairly quickly. If you remember the narrative, they can make changes in our culture so fast. Because we, generally speaking, don't speak up. But there was an underwear bomber, and he snuck a bomb on a plane in his underwear. It didn't go off. He got caught. The real story came up behind the scenes that a well-dressed, big Indian man helped get him on the plane without a passport and so on. But either way, that little thing, just most people can barely recall it. All they can do is say, what? I'd rather have a naked body picture taken of me than get blown up on an airplane. And then you got the Look Good Naked Canada TV show and ads out there. Insanity. But this is lawyer Gary Fielder on the Alex Jones Show with a different tale about body scanners now at courthouses.
Alex, thank you. I appreciate being on your show.
Courthouses in the States, soon to be courthouses in Canada.
Tell us about this. Well, I mean, here's the Denver channel right here. I'll get a document cam shot. $250,000 machine takes 3D images. No, it takes shots of your naked body. It is the biometric scanner. Tell us when you first learned of this, and I guess now you're not allowed to practice in court. Are you filing a lawsuit? Your access to the courts have been violated because you won't give up your privacy. Tell us about it.
Well, it started about 10 months ago when they first put that machine in, and it was in the Denver Post, and of course it was on your news site, and I just learned from your radio show, you know, the dangers of going through the scanner and just the privacy invasion. So I went down there fully expecting a reasonable alternative, and this was probably 2 months before the video was shot. I went down there. It was very nice. I've been practicing in the area for 20 years, and I probably have one active case at all time in Douglas County. So I go in there, and I'm loading my stuff onto the conveyor belt, and I just say, hey, you know, I really don't want to do the scanner, just like I said in the video. Really, very nice, very professional. Is there some other alternative? And the private security guard said, yes, a sheriff's deputy will be out shortly. And I said, okay, fine. So I had a seat, waited for about 5 minutes. Sheriff's deputy comes out, and he says, well, the only alternative is a body search, which I thought was a quick pat down and move on. I said, okay. I stood up. He proceeded to then do a full body search, tight hands around both legs, touched my crotch on the way up, on the left leg, on the way up, on the right leg, tight around my arms, turn around, put his hands inside my jacket, up and down my back, rubbed my neck, hands across the shoulders, and about halfway through I start talking. I say, know, this is really embarrassing for me. Why are you doing this? Is this absolutely necessary? Be quiet. Sit down and take your shoes off. I said, sir, this is really embarrassing. I don't know why I'm having to go through this. Take your shoes off. He said. So I put up with it, and I did it. And I tried to speak with the judge about it. No one really, you know, just passed the buck. So 3 weeks went by, and I had to go down there again, and I just dreaded it. I absolutely dreaded it. So I went in, the same thing. I said, hey, can I just have, you know, don't you have a wand or something? Don't, you know, I mean, I've been, you know, come at the courthouse forever. So a sheriff's deputy will be right out. This time they come out, and it's the full thing again, except this time they're waiting for me. He ran his fingers through my hair. He said, open your mouth with a little small flashlight he pulls out of his pocket. I said, sir, I'm not opening my mouth. And then I just started talking loudly. This is an absolute degradation of my rights as a human being, as a man standing here on this earth. What are you people doing? And it was the same thing. Sit down, shut up, take your shoes off. And so that was it. So the next time I came out, I just said, hey, I'm not going through that scanner, and you're not touching me. So get one of your wands, or get somebody out here that knows what they're doing, because I don't come to court to be touched by law enforcement, and I don't come to have a naked picture taken of my body. So they just turned me down. They turned me away. And I thought, well, I'm going to get grieved by my client. I'm going to get found in contempt by the judge. And it was really embarrassing. So the guys at Colorado We Are Change found out about it, and they asked me to film it. So at first I was very hesitant, because I didn't want the publicity, I didn't want the situation, but I realized that if somebody doesn't do something, that it was just going to continue. So that was a real court date. It was actually the resetting of the court date that they had denied me about 2 weeks previous. And you saw it. I was very nice. I just wanted to be wanted. I just wanted to do something reasonable other than go through the scanner, and I was turned away again. So at that point, I was very seriously contemplating filing for an injunction in the federal court. But I think the light bulb went off that they can't, first of all, they can't do this to minors. It's a felony to take a nude photo of a minor. So they changed their policy with regard to minors. Now, then they couldn't very well touch minors like they touched me. And so they started wanding minors. And so that was it. Then after that, it was, hold on now. If you're going to wand minors, you know, you're going to wand me. And
that's right, CKM listeners. If you're going to wand minors, you're going to wand me. We just got to make a little more sense of the nonsense we're given than we're supposed to. As lawyer Gary Fielder on the Alex Jones radio show from February 8th, 2010, just a couple of days ago said, he said, wait a minute. And at first he was like, okay, I won't go through the scanner, which also reports are showing has a lot of radiation associated with it. So it's entirely possible that it will increase your chances of getting cancer, just like any significant exposure to radiation does. And if you fly a lot, or if you go to court a lot, or if you go to a mall a lot, or take the TDC a lot, where these things are going to be showing up sooner or later, then you know, this is all part of the New World Order eugenics plan to kill us off. I hate to say it. Well, I don't hate to say it anymore. I have to say it. So I have to say it, and forgive me if it's a little harsh, but the Anglo-American establishment, the New World Order at the top, are eugenicists. They have publicly stated in documents like the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, giant guidestones that R.C. Christian, kind of an acronym for Rosicrucian, one of the secret societies above the Masons, you could say. The Rosicrucians came out around 800 as certified by the British courts, and then the Masons kind of, I think they took over the Masons or something like that. Something happened. I don't recall the details. The bottom line is R.C. Christian, early 1900s, that is the beginning of the 20th century, paid to put up these Georgia Guidestones in several different languages that say, among other things, be good stewards of the earth. And when you have really evil people saying that, you can't suddenly think they're really good people. And that say the population of the earth should not exceed 500 million. Now, who the hell knows what the population is? It could be 500 million of the whole damn planet. It could be 6.5 billion like they say it is. You know, but there's so much skewy, sketchy information out there. It's hard to tell these days. But assuming it is the 6 to 7 billion people, you know, right now, it means the people at the top of this food chain want to kill 6 billion people. And that's why we're riding so hard in the Truther-verse, the Truther community, trying to take care of this stuff. But nobody rides harder than Mr. Alex Jones. You are hearing clips from his show on February 8th today, including one about the censorship of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the internet. Why? Because if you're the guy at the airport who saw the big Indian guy lead the underwear bomber on without a passport, you can talk about it on the Alex Jones show. If you're Gary Fielder, lawyer who's fighting successfully the naked body scanning in courthouses where he's been a lawyer for 20 years, then you can come on the Alex Jones show and talk about it and say, hey, they wand minors and the wand works fine. This whole idea of filling me up or taking my picture naked is ridiculous. You find this stuff out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it ain't about Jones. You can't say Jones is wrong because you're saying the hundreds of people who've been on his show who co-sign him are wrong. And that's insane. So check out the government censorship of Infowars and PrisonPlanet.com and do your best to fight for our internet, folks. Here's the clip.
Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us. You know, this article by Watson is excellent.
That was a fun break-in really from DMX, wasn't it?
Announcing they're going to be attacking the web. Later in the last hour, I want to go over the actual cybersecurity bill that passed the House that is now in the Senate and the draconian things that are in this. Continuing with the article, quote, an avid fan of Infowars.com and a 911 Truth activist, Jeff Mitchell, reported on Saturday that he contacted his ISP, Oricon, to establish what was causing the block and was advised by a computer technician who did a trace route that the break in traffic to the two websites was found to be occurring on Asia Netcom's router in Sydney. This is not happening to other sites except for WikiLeaks. I should add that. This is selective. The websites were blocked on every ISP that relied on Asia Netcom and its upstream provider, including Woosh, Telecom, Slingshot, and Oricon. And it goes on. According to Duncan Blair, head of brand and communications at Orion, access to content hosted on the Limelight Content Distribution Network, including Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, was blocked as a result of a technical issue. He says, I'm the person who half made the story possible by calling my ISP, said Jeff Mitchell in a comment on Prison Planet forum. Just want to report that Infowars.com is now working fine, even though it was down all weekend. We contacted the ISP, and they were very concerned about censorship. And it continues. We complained to our ISP, and they were very concerned about censorship. That combined with this article on Prison Planet could very well have been the reason for us regaining access. Whether the problem was down to technical issues or deliberate censorship, the fact that ISPs can selectively block certain websites at the flick of a switch gives us a frightening preview of what a Chinese-style government-regulated internet would look like, which is exactly what influential insiders are calling for. The move to impose centralized government control and regulation on the free internet has accelerated over the past 12 months. Last week, Time magazine enthusiastically jumped on the bandwagon to back Microsoft executive Craig Mundy's call for internet licensing for websites or to get online, as authorities push for a system of even more stifling than the communist Chinese, where only people with government permission would be allowed to express free speech, which is not free speech. During a recent conference at the Davos Economic Forum, Mundy, chief research and strategy officer for Microsoft, and they built the grid in China for control, told fellow globalists at the summit that the internet needed to be policed by means of introducing licenses similar to driver's license, in other words, government permission to use the web. The New York Times also called for that, a quote, a kindler, gentler internet. Internet censorship bills currently working their way into law in the UK, Australia, and the US legalize and legislate for government powers to restrict and filter any website it deems to be undesirable for public consumption outside of the courts. They just do it. In Italy, we have links to all of this, new rules to impose by government decree force anyone who wishes to upload a video to the web to get permission from the government's communications ministry and to get a license to post blogs. Power brokers in the White House have openly declared war on free speech and targeted internet conspiracy theorists as the main threat to their agenda. In 2008 white paper, Obama's regulation czar, Cass Sunstein, called for the government to tax or even outright ban political opinions. Then we have his quotes coming up, of which he disapproves, including man-made global warming. Disagree with that, you get arrested. We're going to come back in the next 5 minutes, finish this article, and I'm breaking down the cybersecurity takeover in the last hour today, as well as Sarah Palin.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have the White House, you have the UN, you have Microsoft, you have Bill Gates separately, you have the Italian government, the New Zealand, the Australian, all mirroring the Chinese control grid system. People really need to protest this by pointing out that this is ongoing and happening, and this article Paul Watson wrote chronicles a small part of the censorship we've gone through, and now is more evidence and screenshots of people on Time Warner and Cox Communications in Canada, in the U.S., in England, are pouring in as people screenshot it. Get them to us. Send them to showtips at Infowars.com. Send them to Paul Watson's email as well. We need to continue to have reports all week on this. Post it on your MySpace, your Facebook. We need people to make YouTube videos about InfoWars and Prison Planet being censored. Remember when they banned our YouTube channel? Your massive protest made them put it back up. I also filed against them in federal court. Our one YouTube channel, and we've got more than 10 of them, has 35 million videos watched. That's just one channel. We put all our other stuff up on separate channels to divide it up. People say, well, why don't you just quit using YouTube? That's over half the video views in the world. We go to where the fight is. We go to where the war is. It's ridiculous. People are like, why don't you use private networks to communicate? We will if we have to. I'm moving in the next year to not just launch a TV show, but to also launch a newspaper. And it's going to be free. I'll explain that later when I'm ready to launch it. I can't hire too many people though, or I get infiltrated, folks. You don't know what it's like, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing with this article. In 2008, white paper, Obama regulations, R. Cass Sunstein called for the government to tax or even ban outright political opinions of which he disapproved. On page 14 of Cass Sunstein's 2008 white paper entitled Conspiracy Theories, the man who is now Obama's head of information and technology in the White House proposed that each of the following measures, quote, will have a place under the imaginable conditions, according to the strategy detailed in the essay. Number one, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. Number two, government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. The ominous spectacle of major free speech websites going dark in supposedly democratic countries is a shocking portend of what the establishment wants to impose on widespread basis only by screaming bloody murder in defense of the last true outpost of free speech, the internet, and threatening boycotts and aggressive public relations campaigns. Can we counter the insidious move to silence the only remaining open forum for lawful dissent? Now, this is a great article Watson wrote quickly from last night, but I need Kurt Nemo and Watson or whoever to add into this the Pentagon saying they want to censor and, quote, target U.S. bloggers, and that they've already hired all these CENTCOM people for 5 years. Folks, they have CENTCOM people attacking us that even use their handles that link to their MySpace or Facebook with them in PSYOPs uniforms, in Army CENTCOM uniforms out of Florida with the PSYOPs patch. They don't even hide it. And Cass Sunstein said, we've been so discredited, we've got to pose as the conspiracy theorists to have credibility. So we will pose as them. And we've got them here locally identified. We're going to be exposing them very soon. Oh, yes, they took the bait well. And we've got them internationally exposed, and they always spew the same stuff. Alex is bad. He works for Israel. Alex is bad. He works for the Catholic Church. Alex is making a bunch of money, which is in the COINTELPRO documents from 71. That's how they do it. To get us all in fighting over different camps that fight over who runs the conspiracy instead of exposing the entire system and saying no to it. But none of it's working. You're going to fail, New World Order. So you go ahead and try to censor. It'll only make the people go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that much more. And we need everybody to start downloading the sites, mirroring the sites, copying our stories over to your sites. That's how we'll counter them. This information's hurting them. We have the internal White House documents. They're scared to death because we know who they are.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. You're listening to CKLN Rude Awakening, 88.1, CKLN FM, CKLN.FM, on your online stream, Rogers Cable Box 947. The show's also available at archive.org. Just search for Black Krishna or Black Krishna 2010 or Black Krishna February 2010 or whatever you want. Or CKLN 2010 if you don't want to type in Black Krishna. But if you do want to type in Black Krishna, you can also email me 1 to 3 minute audio clips of your thoughts on what's going on in the world. Playing a clip, my good friend Doug Plum, former MP candidate for Toronto Centre, with respect to global warming and his belief in the misuse and abuse of science. And you just heard the Alex Jones Show, where he talked about the censoring of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the Internet. You can already see, if you try and buy Rogers Internet service now or Bell Internet service, it ain't like it used to be. There's different tiers of service, and that tiers of service will soon turn into a MySpace or Facebook-style login, where if you individually, as a human being on this planet, will have your own login. And that means you can't just jump on a computer anywhere. You can't be like, hey, man, can I check my email on somebody else's computer? You'll have to log in. And if the system doesn't like you, or if you've violated some infractions, and as you see, the British Labour government's passing 33 new laws a month. I don't know what the Canadian government's up to, but definitely got to look into that. Definitely tons and tons of new laws out there, tons and tons of new bureaucracy, tons and tons of new white trucks owned by the City of Toronto driving around everywhere in this city, as I've seen. Tons and tons more cops at construction sites, cop cars. I remember back when I was a kid, it was odd to see a cop car. You'd see maybe one a day. And, you know, it wasn't that scary or nothing. We weren't doing anything wrong, per se, or if we were, there weren't any cops around, so that was good. But the point is that they're now everywhere, and we have to understand what this means. You know, Alex Jones talked about how Cass Sunstein, basically the White House's information and regulatory czar, a very, very bland-sounding title, which should scare the hell out of you, as a New York Post article revealed, and I'm quoting the idea that it should scare the hell out of you from the New York Post article, because he kind of oversees the regulations inside government. So he regulates the bureaucracy. And some of the things that he's written, that's Cass Sunstein, are completely insane with respect to censorship and so on. Some of the things that John P. Holdren, the White House's science czar. Again, we have czars. This is communism, folks. And they're just basically incrementally adjusting us to that fact by waking us up to it and by acting like evil fascist communists. Totalitarian control freaks. John P. Holdren, the White House's science czar, wrote a book, an 1,100-page eugenics manual back in the 70s, where he advocated for putting things in the water supply to sterilize and pacify the population, to dumb us down, to kill us off. And he's now in charge of President Obama's science policy. So, you know, I know the Obama memory out there is painful for many. People just want to go, don't talk to me about that. It's like a party, and all they can remember is, you know, it was a great party, but the hangover was horrible, and just don't talk about it, because that was a lot of fun to do. Don't take away my memories of cheering for Obama. And, yeah, you know, we do love our fantasies. There's no doubt about that. And we are certainly sold a culture where we are encouraged to fantasize as opposed to deal with reality.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever mine, ever mine, ever mine. I'm shutting shit down in the mall.
telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want this shit forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine.
And that's right, we want this forever. What do you want? What do girls want? Everything. What do guys want? Everything. What do we want to work for? Nothing. And we're not really paying attention to what's going on. But Jones was talking about why InfoWars and ChrisPlant.com are so hated. It's not because of, quote-unquote, what, you know, people think conspiracy theories might be. This isn't ancient history, folks. This is going on right now. And right now, what we can do is we can deconstruct what's going on in the media. TTC needs better boss, says Gardasil George Smitherman. I call him Gardasil George because it's MPP for Ontario. He was the Minister of Health here, and he approved Gardasil, was part of the group that approved Gardasil. So got to keep that in mind. And let's see here. He's commenting on Adam Giambroni. On Adam Giambroni admitting to multiple affairs and dropping out of the mayoral race while staying around at the TDC, and saying that the TDC needs a better boss. Here's the quotes. It's clear that Mr. Giambroni is not in a position to commit that degree of focus, nor provide the leadership that is necessary to get the job done for riders, workers, or taxpayers. With those interests in mind, he should step down as chair of the TDC. And the headline here says TDC needs better boss, Smitherman. So the Star via the Metro, and probably the Star, the Toronto Star, is selling us Gardasil George Smitherman as the mayor already, even taking out his charming young contender with a huge front page whack. Amazing, amazing stuff. Now, they're selling Smitherman hard for a number of reasons, but in early articles they were talking about him being the pink pit bull for David Miller in the city of Toronto, basically a fascist. A whip inside the city of Toronto, barking orders at people to get things done. And they're trying to get us used to the fact that's a good idea, like the George Bush strong leader stuff. A bit more breakdown of Giambroni here, but the Star, or the Metro rather, took him down pretty damn hard. So definitely look into that and keep an eye on that. Summit to be held downtown, says sources. The G20 bumps gay pride, may disrupt baseball. That's right, the G20 summit is coming here. Some plans being made to basically counter it with some information in the InfoWar, courtesy of, I don't know, conspiracy theorists, people who say, wait a minute, something's not right here, and someone's not telling us something. Therefore, someone's doing something wrong, and they're lying about it. Therefore, that's a conspiracy, because it is, and conspiracy is the most common charge in any court of law in the world. Conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit, you know, whatever. Just a million conspiracies out there. As Young Jeezy says, soon as you get your money right, they hit you with conspiracy. So keep that in mind. Adopt Green Plan, mayoral candidates urged. By whom? The Toronto Environmental Alliance are urging Toronto's mayoral candidates to adopt their six-point Green Plan released yesterday morning. This is on page 4 of the Metro. These six priorities help ensure that no matter who you are, you'll be living in a healthier, greener, more dynamic community in which you can affordably get to where you need to be, said Teresa McLennan, Executive Director of the Canadian Environmental Association. These points are build transit city, 120-kilometer network of light rails. Folks, UN Agenda 21, Plan for Sustainable Development. This is all through the UN. They want to take away our cars, make us totally defenseless, unable to go anywhere. So keep that in mind. Divert 70% of waste from landfill by 2012. City pledged to achieve the target by this year but failed. Environmentalists want all apartment buildings using the green bin by the end of 2011. That's right. In England and parts of America, there are green cops that walk around, and they will nail you for putting stuff in the wrong bin and so on. People get fined. A guy got fined in England for dropping a 10-pound note. He got fined for littering. So they're creating a snitch culture, and the way they're getting us to snitch is to say, what? It's for the environment. Why can't I rat you out for the environment? And very, very deadly. Buy locally made green products to employ local workers. Great idea, but the whole system is shipping our industries overseas, so this is a little cover fire for that. Encourage cycling and walking. Again, they're trying to steal our cars. Not against cycling and walking. I walk a lot and I don't drive. But I do not want this car to be deprived of our cars or our guns or anything else that we need for freedom or safety individually. Implement the city's goals to conserve energy. That's right. They want to cut us all down. Help businesses reduce their use of 25 toxic substances. Really? 25 toxic substances? Do tell. folks. Why aren't you greeniacs going after your GMO foods? This is insane. And in the Audi eco-fascism ads premiering at the Super Bowl, they actually had green cops arresting real cops for using styrofoam cups. So that's right. The green staffo are over our regular police. We got to keep in mind who the hell these people are. But how is this being done? This is Alex Jones breaking down the neocons, Sarah Palin, Obama, and starting World War III. We've got to wake up to the fake left-right paradigm and the fakers that we're being sold. So I know you want your fantasies forever, folks. We can have them if we wake up, because we can build our own as opposed to living with the crap we're given.
And this is what the neocons have all been saying. They said in three editorials last week, remember, attack Iran, save your presidency, attack Iran. I mean, it's all about having a crisis, being a war god, being a war president. It's all a giant fraud. When our government overthrew Iran in 53, was using Muslim extremists, overthrew them over and over again, set up torture camps over there. Iran has put out olive branch after olive branch, and the media never even reports on it. They want a new war. Let's go to her on Fox News wanting to start World War III.
I know that 3 years is an eternity in politics, but how hard do you think President Obama will be to defeat in 2012?
It depends on a few things. Say he played, and I got this from Buchanan reading one of his columns the other day, say he played the war card. Say he decided to declare war on Iran, or decided really come out and do whatever he could to support Israel, which I would like him to do. But that changes the dynamics in what we can assume is going to happen between now and 3 years. Because I think if the election were today, I do not think Obama would be reelected. But 3 years from now, things could change if on the national security front.
You're not suggesting that he would cynically play the war card?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying if he did, things would dramatically change if he decided to toughen up and do all that he can to secure our nation.
And look at how duplicitous she is. She says if he declared war, and which I think he should do, and supported Israel, which I think he should do, and if he played the war card, and then he goes, well, you're not saying that. She goes, no, I'm saying he should toughen up. She's saying that. They're writing editorials. She gets the most hardcore neocon talking points. They roll the tart out. They roll the MILF out for everyone in the world to sit there salivating at this disgusting grandma, and everyone is supposed to just fall down and start worshiping her. You've got someone telling you they want World War III. And I guess it's what you want. You want the Super Bowl instead of your property. You want Sarah Palin and Dancing with the Stars instead of your Bill of Rights and your Constitution and to run your own life. You Republican idiots, you're laughing at Obama's bad fortunes. I told you he was going to plunge. I came out day one against him. I came out against Clinton. I came out against Bush. They're all puppets. Can't you get this elementary thing through your stinking brains and save America? Bush and Obama are identical on every major issue. Don't you understand that? Cass Sunstein running the White House is a top neocon who wants to ban free speech in America. Can't you get it through your head? Obama has continued the torture, the Patriot Act, all of it, that is designed for you, the people of this country. We have the internal Homeland Security reports. We have the MIAC report. The whole thing, NORTHCOM, the Army, it's all set up for we, the people. It is all set up for the American people. It is for us. And I know most of my great audience knows that. But you better get the word out to these bedwetting Republicans, these chicken neck, cowardly pieces of trash that go to these hotel banquets and sit around talking about nuking brown people and feeling tough and giggle and smirk about big government. Real libertarian conservative constitutionalist would want Deborah Medina for the Texas governor to send a message all across the states that we're putting real constitutionalists in who will defend our borders and who will abolish the anti-gun laws and who will get rid of the property tax. But no, we got to have Rick Perry, who every new job he's added in Texas has been in government, who gave us the new business tax, which is really a state income tax, and who gave us all these new taxes. That's who she says is good. the rest of them. Set up against Obama, they look pretty good from a Republican view, just like Obama looks good from a Democratic view. That's how they keep Republicans and Democrats on the reservation as moron, idiot slaves. You like being chumped? You like being conned? You like being gamed? Well, you are going to be gamed. They're not even started raping you yet. You're going to love it.
I'm going to get my gun.
And we're back, CKLM listeners. That was Alex Jones breaking down a bit of the false left-right paradigm. And I'm riding hard for Jones right now because I learned about the potential for false flag terrorist attacks at the Vancouver Olympics at Infowars.com. Just like I learned so much other stuff, and I do want to make sure that I share that with you. There is a reason that I drink the Kool-Aid. There is a reason that I drink the Freedom Kool-Aid, and there is a reason I joined Jonestown, because we are trying to massacre the lies out there, and definitely worth looking into them as well. Essentially, yes, the powers that be evil are trying to start World War III. Even says here in the Metro, going back to the Metro, that Canada would support stronger sanctions on Iran. And sanctions. What does sanctions mean? Sanctions means you're starving. Canada will support more Iran sanctions, says PM on page 11 of the Metro on the 11th of February. How auspicious. We're also 1 month away from the 1 month from the six-year anniversary of the Spain-Madrid bombings. The Spain-Madrid bombings. Why is that significant? What is significant about the Spain-Madrid bombings? Well, in a nutshell, after 150 people died in a train attack in Spain on March 11th, 2004, through some confusion, the people of Spain decided, hell with this, we're not letting you declare yourself a dictator, Mr. Aznar, our prime minister. We believe that this was an inside job, false flag attack based on how you are acting. We are going to launch a general strike where one-third to one-half of us will take to the streets and say that, we can't stand this type of nonsense going on in our country. Our journalists will no longer film government propaganda and give it to the people. And there is a picture of a line of them with their cameras on the ground in front of the government office building, their parliament, ostensibly in Madrid. And through this process, they actually got their troops out of Iraq. They had like 5,000 troops in Iraq back in 2004. And the people were just like, nah, hell with all this. And all that happened. And so it's something that we can do. General strikes is something that's so unusual here. Dissent is so unusual in this country to discuss. And yet if we don't discuss it, we can't manifest it. And if we can't manifest it, we can't have it on tap. And if we can't have it on tap, we can't stop our governments from treating us like crap. So keep that in mind out there before you succumb to the, now I'm not going to talk about politics, even though politicians run my life. So back to the Metro here for a sec. A couple more things. Here we go. U.S. envoy prime minister hit out at Iran enrichment. So what is being set up here? There are many, many stories from many, many angles coming. There's random attacks on airplanes by underwear bombers. There's more threats to Iran for no reason. Iran, they don't even say Iran's doing anything. They just say that it's normal now to threaten Iran. It's been normal to threaten Iran for like 5 years. I've been warning against Iran getting nuked for 5 years. I don't think I've been wrong. If nothing blows up at the Vancouver Winter Olympics, despite the fact that there's an excellent article at dprogram.net with formerly 18, now 29 clues from the mainstream media, including a couple of tons of fertilizer stolen in B.C., according to Kinder Morgan, a company that handles that. If nothing blows up there, great. It's probably because we talked about it. Just like there hasn't been a second 9/11 since the original 9/11 8 years ago, and it's likely because we've been talking about it. And so that's the key to remember. If a bunch of guys want to rob a bank or rob us ostensibly, and we talk about it, then it's much more difficult to. So definitely check deprogram.net for that. Quick scan of InfoWars here. De facto military occupation of Pennsylvania. There are huge snowstorms going on in the U.S., and the New World Order uses problem reaction solution. Problems either they engineer or problems they capitalize on. Naomi Klein, left author, calls this disaster capitalism. But in a nutshell, there are groups out there with plans in place ready to take advantage of them. And so, for example, the plan to invade Katrina with the military had to be laying around somewhere to be acted on. You can't draft military strategy this quickly, you know, and so on. So same with Haiti. So you saw America invaded by its own military a few years ago during the Katrina disaster. You saw what happened in Haiti recently during the Haiti disaster. If you didn't, then definitely look into that. Look into the military occupation of Haiti, which is what many leaders, including South American leaders and others, are calling it, and including aid groups who try and get in there and help the Haitians. They're like, the Americans won't let us in. And now you see, during a snowstorm, the invasion of Pennsylvania by the military, according to Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com here. Military activities under the guise of helping citizens, and there's a little TV news government PR piece that's attached to this. So, again, this is out there. So what could happen here during the next great big snowstorm, perhaps this week, perhaps next? We could see the Canadian military doing this. Why is that bad? Do I hate our military? No. I like our military. That's why I expose this crap. If you put a yellow ribbon on your car and you want to send these kids through the meat grinder of Afghanistan for the next, you know, 10, 15 years, battle harden them, cause them to commit suicide, be shot up with toxic vaccines, then go for it. Wear your yellow ribbon and say you support the military. You are full of it, as far as I can tell, because you don't understand the military and what they're being ordered to do by the scum that run them, that are part of the military-industrial complex worldwide and in this country. Alex Jones' iPhone app shoots up on the iTunes chart. Keep that in mind, folks. This is getting mainstream here. You can't deny the conspiracy anymore. If you got half a brain and half a pear, you can do something about it. Sarah Palin, as Alex Jones mentioned, is a shill out there, and she is being sold by everybody, from Eminem in his We Made You video to our mass media, as the sort of right wing that the left should make fun of, while you know, Obama and Pelosi and all these others fall to the left wing. And in this country, we got the same thing going on. Don't trust Harper. Don't trust Ignatieff. Don't trust Layton. Perhaps, though, send NDP supporters some anti-New World Order natural cancer cures so they understand the value of information when it comes to digging deeper into things and discovering the New World Order and discovering all the people that criticize them from a number of angles. The medical angle, the corporate angle, the governmental angle, the social engineering angle, education angle, the fashion and style angle. Why is all this stuff happening in our culture? We have to know that. It's not all happening by accident. So please keep that in mind. The great highway robbery continues, how the FDIC is legally transferring billions in taxpayer money to hedge funds. In a nutshell, the Federal Deposit Insurance Commission in the U.S. is basically going broke trying to insure all these banks to collapse the system. Once the system collapses, we'll have hyperinflation, and we will be totally dependent on the government. I spy a market for kids, and that's right. They are teaching kids to be spies, especially the echo spies. Keep that in mind out there. Poll, 78% say Bin Laden alive, maybe in Pakistan. A new Harris poll finds that more than three-quarters of adult Americans believe Osama Bin Laden is alive. What the hell does that mean? You know, the whole point is that we're supposed to be chasing Osama and Cobra, the Al-Qaeda, you know, I guess the Al-Qaeda whack jobs that attacked us 8-9 years ago and have periodically threatened, apparently. But the only reason they put out this 78% of people believe he's alive is to convince us that that's what we're supposed to say. That's what polls are there for, folks. Polls are there because they are supposed to say, oh, we all think like that, so we all should. So they often lie to convince us that we think these things. This wasn't even a thought. I mean, most of these people asked didn't even think that he might be dead. So, of course, they can answer that he's probably alive. The fact that, you know, 22% of people said that he might be dead just shows they ran to a couple of deep researchers, conspiracy theorists, truthers, and so on.
Someone's tapping into my phones, why do I got this feeling in my bones, I might die soon. The FBI might be trying to pull my file soon. I might be walking blindfold into a typhoon. I might be seeing rockets light up the night sky right outside of the window of my living room.
But this is Eminem with Public Enemy Number One, definitely letting you know that things are on. So, over the next few days, the Winter Olympics are starting tomorrow. Good luck to Canadian teams out there. Good luck to everybody. Your host, Bill Watson, is going to spend 4 hours of jazz next, so have no fear. Definitely going to take you on a little wild ride. You'll have to forgive me, though. I am just breaking down a final song for you. Can't decide what to leave you with. Definitely want to leave people in a good mood today, in the mood they can handle this, in the mood where they feel they have the opportunity to do something, to manifest something. So you know what? Let's try a little classic Tribe Called Quest Electric Relaxation after Eminem works you out. A couple of groups to shout out here in my final minutes on the air. TorontoTruthSeekers.com. We are doing big things there. Been handing out thousands of flyers and DVDs for the last 6 months. Going to continue doing that starting this Saturday for the next few until everybody in this city and hopefully everybody in this country knows and has a chance to know what's going on so we can affect and control our future. Also going to shout out PressForTruth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, the Toronto Street News on the Streets, TheFreedomLink.org. A bunch of great truth sites across Canada, wherever you are and across the world. Get involved, folks. It is your future, too, if you can make it. So, again, this is Tribe Called Quest with Electric Relaxation. A classic vintage Tribe Called Tribe track. And keep in mind that we are all a tribe on a quest. This has been one of your tribe radio leaders here, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays here on CKLN Radio. Have a great day, everybody.
Your black hair and your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dawes from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got DVD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. Drive you up the wall, staring at your nose, he's very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of food thing until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I have to be the hardest speaker. We could do like Uncle Ella singing.